You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
We have got your week 8 waiver wire ads and some trade targets coming up next.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's going on?
What is going on? Indeed, man, what a crazy weekend we had. But you know what? We are deeper and deeper into the season. Every week goes by. It's crazy that we're already at week 8.
It is.
I'm excited about this week, though. No buys this week.
No buys. So we got a lot of teams playing. We got all those guys that you worried about last week. You can start them up this week. So good stuff. Great stuff. Before we get into the waiver wire ads this week, we got to get a quick word from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, Thrive Fantasy right now has got some great stuff going on. If you're a sports bettor, you like pick'ems, you like going against the grain, check out Thrive Fantasy right now. New users only will get their deposit matched up to $250. If you use our promo code 4thandflex, but right now, also for those new users, you can get Josh Allen over 0.5 passing yards. That's a free bet, Trey. That's free money right there. Also, Devontae Adams, 0.5 receiving yards, more free money. Why wouldn't you take it? And hey, if you're a basketball lover, I know fantasy basketball is getting in the groove again. They also got some Joel Embiid, 0.5 points, and I got Steph Curry, 0.5 points. Free money, guys. Check out Thrive Fantasy. There's a link down there if you want to get in there or use promo code 4thandflex, man. Thrive Fantasy, Trey.
That's Joel Embiid.
Whatever.
This man does not watch basketball.
Hey, I'm all about the fantasy football, my friend. All about it. Hey, that just lets you know that I'm focused on this stuff. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right.
But awesome, man. It's that time of the week again, Trey. We've had some technical difficulties over the last week, but we are back and we are in full swing, Trey.
No doubt. We are here. We are with you. We got your waiver wires coming at you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's time to find out what's on the wire. Sir, yes, sir. What is on the wire? We're going to start this bad boy off with our quarterbacks. Quarterback waiver wire ads. Let's get it started with Tyrod Taylor over on the Giants. He's only 5% rostered still in sleeper leagues. He went 18 of 29, 279 yards, 2 touchdowns. Saquon was running the ball well and things were working for the Giants. Obviously, this isn't until Daniel Jones comes back. Tyrod Taylor has had plenty of opportunities to be a starter, but injury has always seemed to get in his way. So there are teams that have been able to feel like they could trust this man in the past, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, Tyrod Taylor actually showing up. A lot of these guys that are filling in for their starting quarterback that's hurt are really showing up and showing out. It's very impressive.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about another one of those guys here in a minute.
But jumping to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, it's Kyler Murray. And you probably haven't heard his name much this season, but he could return in week 9, most likely week 10, but he's only 48% rostered right now in sleeper leagues. He's designated to return from IR this week, and he's taking first team reps at practice. Go get him now, especially for the guys that are struggling at quarterback, don't have a lot of fab left. However, and you need a quarterback to work out during the playoffs and everything like that, go get Kyler Murray now. Don't wait till they say he's ready to start, because then you're going to have to pay up and you're not going to have the fab to do it.
Absolutely, buddy. Kyler Murray, man, this guy a year ago or two was going up there at the, with the top quarterbacks, man. So, you know, this guy can help your team out.
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely. Kyler Murray, man. You know, he if he's there, grab him, because if you're struggling at quarterback, you know, you can get you a franchise starting quarterback for your team. But let's go ahead and move on to the next quarterback on this list. It's Tyson Badgett. I hope I'm saying that right. I didn't know who this guy was until a few weeks ago. He's an undrafted free agent that the Bears picked up after giving their first round pick away because they believe Justin Fields is the guy there. But he's only 7% rostered in sleeper leagues. He went 21 of 29 for 162 yards, one touchdown, and he had three attempts for 24 yards rushing, Trey. So again, he was undrafted, and the Bears picked him up. I mean, obviously he is the starter this Sunday, so in a pinch, if you need somebody, I mean, he's got a decent offense around him. DJ Moore, a good wide receiver, he made it happen for the Bears, and he's definitely starting until Justin Fields comes back.
Yeah, man, it's really exciting to see, you know, this offense kind of have some life to it outside of Justin Fields not being there. And Tyson Badgett, man, I'm very impressed, very surprised. But, I mean, I don't know if he is that guy. But from what we're seeing so far, it looks like it. So hopefully it continues.
Absolutely, buddy. I like what I'm seeing so far. I'll say that. He seems to be able to work the team and do what the coaches tell him and do his thing, buddy. I like Tyson over there.
No doubt, no doubt. But moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, it's got to be Gardner Minshew, baby. Gardner Mustache Minshew, 15 of 23 for 305 yards. First of all, 15 completions for 300 yards is insane.
Yeah.
But he also got two touchdowns. He had one interception, but he also had three rushes for 29 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. With Richardson out for the season, the team is performing very well with Minshew. I think he's going to be a great streamer going forward, especially for Superflex leagues. And he's only 18% rostered on Sleeper. Go get you some Gardner Minshew.
Yes, sir. The mustache has been showing up. Gardner Minshew making guys relevant that weren't relevant before. Another guy we're going to talk about later. Gardner Minshew, man, the mustache is magic, Trey.
No doubt. I mean, I've been wanting Gardner Minshew to get this kind of an opportunity. Now he has it. I think he's going to do something with it.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. That is our quarterback waiver wire ads. We have got some running backs coming up now. I'm going to kick us off here with Kareem Hunt. Hey, man, 71% rostered, okay, but there's just a good chance you could still get this guy because he's a lot of people aren't really noticing. 10 rushes, 31 yards, but two, count them, one, two touchdowns for Kareem Hunt. He is going to, seems like he's going to be the guy now, Trey. He's going to be splitting carries with Pierre Strong, but Kareem Hunt, man, coming off the couch and being fantasy relevant almost immediately.
Yeah, man, if Kareem Hunt's available in your league, you've got to go out and get this dude. I mean, number one waiver priority, as much fab as you can. I think this dude is going to be great rest of season.
Absolutely, buddy. I love Kareem Hunt. I picked him up as soon as he came back just because I knew that backfield was hurting. Nick Chubb wasn't there. He knew the offense. I just felt like he was the right ad, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, a guy we talked about last week. Amari DeMarcado, he rushed for 58 yards on 13 carries. He also caught four of five targets for 17 yards. He had an 80% snap count. The last time he played, it looked terrible. He didn't get really anything out there, but they finally noticed that this dude is the guy. Ingram didn't do anything in this game. He had an 80% snap count with a not-so-hard matchup against the Ravens this week. I think he's worth a flex option.
Absolutely, buddy. I tell you what, when I watch this guy run the ball, he just looks so quick on his feet and he just moves very good. I really think once he gets his feet kind of under him, I think he's going to be a good running back in this league, man. He just needs the opportunity. And look, you get one shot, one opportunity, you know, to seize everything you ever wanted. Are you going to capture it, Trey? Or are you going to let it split?
Well, I think Amari DeMarcado is definitely going to capture it. I mean, he was listed as third on the depth chart, and a lot of people freaked out over that. I told you, remain calm, get this dude, and now this dude's performing. So if you got him when I told you, great. Now you got to pay a little bit more for him, but I think you're still going to be able to get him. He's available in only rostered in 20% of sleeper leagues, so you should be able to get him.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I like this guy. Kyler Murray comes in. Who knows? Some magic could happen over there on the Cardinals. A team that hasn't been very fantasy relevant, I might say. But yeah, let's move on to the next running back waiver wire add on my list. It's Darrell Henderson. How about old Hendo coming in and actually doing some stuff and being relevant, Trey?
Yeah, man.
I like me some Darrell Henderson. He's 37% rostered in sleeper leagues, 18 rushes for 61 yards and a touchdown. So here's the thing. They put him back on the practice squad. So, you know, that is something that could be troubling. But, you know, maybe they're just trying to make room. You know what I mean? With the 53-man roster, you know, just getting things working for him. Either way, he knows the offense. McVay knows this guy can be their guy. They used him as the back before. So Darrell Henderson, man, go ahead and throw him on your team.
Yeah, I definitely think that Darrell Henderson is going to be the guy this weekend. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see more. But with the, you know, him going back to the practice squad, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, they dropped their kicker, who's like top three kicker. All these different little things with their roster. So I think they're just trying to maneuver some things to try to make it work for them. However, they do that in the head office. So I think we'll be hearing more about Darrell Henderson towards the end of the week.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. And guys, I do see your questions. We're going to get to them when we get to our trade stuff. But we got some more running back waiver wire ads coming up. Trey, who you got?
So my next running back waiver wire ad has got to be Devin Singletary, baby. Big Singletary coming in. He led the Houston backfield in week 6. He's coming off a bye. But week 6, he had 58 yards on 12 carries and 2 targets. Damian Pierce hasn't been the guy this year that you wanted for fantasy, and Singletary is getting his shot to take over. Grab him now. He's only 21% rostered on sleeper.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, it really is sad that what's going on with Damian Pierce. It's scary to think that Pierce is just, you know, dying out. I'm not dropping this guy, I'll tell you that. I'm holding because Damian Pierce can bust out at any moment. But if you're looking for a guy in a pinch, I think Devin Singletary could be that guy.
I agree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the running back waiver wire ads for week 8. Jeez, Trey, we're already at week 8, bro.
I know.
It's insane. We're halfway there, my friend, halfway there. But let's jump to some wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 8. Let's get this thing popping off with Kendrick Bourne. Kendrick Bourne over on the Patriots, man. He's doing all right things over there. He's still 39% rostered in sleeper leagues. 6 catches, 63 yards, 1 touchdown. Look, he's playing 93% of the snaps. I know it's the Patriots offense, and it's scary to think about having somebody like that on your team. But when they are clicking and things are working out and Mac Jones is the guy doing his thing, Kendrick Bourne can definitely help you out, buddy.
Yeah, and with the way the league has been going with all the injuries and everything like that, I think Kendrick Bourne, to a lot of people, is a must-start every week at this point. I mean, he's very solid. He's performed back-to-back weeks. I like me some Kendrick Bourne. I picked him up in several leagues and I actually even started him this week.
Yes, nice, bro. Nice, good calling that stuff out. Hey, Tommy in the comments popping up. What's up?
What up, Tommy?
What's happening, buddy? Good to see you. Good to see you. He says, Chubba, baby.
Chubba hubba.
Chubba hubba hubba. Heck yeah, my friend. Kendrick Bourne, man. Get him on your team. Let's go to the next guy, Trey. Who you got?
Next guy on our wide receiver waiver wire ad has got to be Jake Bobo. And I'm like, you're probably like, who is Jake Bobo? Well, he stepped in for DK Metcalf when DK Metcalf was hurt. Had 4 receptions out of 5 targets for 61 yards and a touchdown. Like I said, he filled in for DK, but we're not sure if DK is going to play this week with his hip injury. This is basically just a safety net for all DK Metcalf owners. If DK is out, Bobo is in. He's available in your league. He's available in 98% of sleeper leagues, so he's guaranteed out there, aside from the 2%. But even if you don't have DK Metcalf, if DK Metcalf is out and you need a filler receiver, Jake Bobo's there.
Yes, sir. Jake Bobo. That's one of those names that are fun to say. It's one of those names that, like, could make this guy famous, Trey.
No doubt. I mean, I seen the name and I was just, I just wanted to say it. Just Bobo, Bobo.
Bobo, baby. Jake Bobo, man, could be a guy to help your team out in a pinch. Let's go to another guy on our waiver wire list for week 8. the wide receiver three on the week this week, Trey, and it's Josh Downs. Look, man, Josh Downs did his thing, my friend. That's what I was talking about with Gardner Minshew making guys relevant. Josh Downs, man, came in. He's five catches, 125 yards. He got 125 yards on five catches, Trey. Snagged him a touchdown. Gardner Minshew kept running the ball in, so he had to get him one too. Like I said, the wide receiver three on the week. He plays 71% of the snaps, 52% rostered in sleeper leagues. Josh Downs, man, he's a guy you need to grab up.
I am Downs with the Josh.
Hey, yeah, buddy, Josh Downs, man. I think he's looking like the guy as long as Gardner Minshew's there.
Yeah, speaking of backup quarterbacks making players relevant, our last waiver wire wide receiver ad is Jalen Hyatt, baby. Now, he had two receptions on five targets for 75 yards, but he would have had a lot better stat line if a couple of those targets went a different way. He would be the number one ad this week if that happened, but you can get him at a discount right now. Add this dude before he gets expensive. Jalen Hyatt is going to help your team, I promise.
Yeah, buddy, I love me some Jalen Hyatt. Like you said, Tyrod Taylor coming in, making him relevant. Look, you know, when a different quarterback comes in, he sees different things that other quarterbacks don't see, and he's obviously saw Jalen Hyatt open in the field there. So I like the ad, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt. And two receptions for 75 yards. I mean, he's getting a deep ball.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that's the wide receivers for this week. Let's jump to some tight ends on our list, Trey. Jumping off here with Dalton Kincaid for the Bills, playing Thursday night football this week. Look, Dawson Knox is out. He's hurt. I know Dalton Kincaid didn't put up a big stat line for us with eight catches, 75 yards, no touchdowns, which isn't terrible. But with Dawson Knox out, I think Dalton Kincaid is kind of like a must add for your tight end room, Trey.
Yeah, man. And we talked about this guy in the preseason, you know, about how great of an athlete he was and how excited we were for him. So I'm excited to see him actually get an opportunity.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Before we get to the next guy, guys, don't forget, if you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to your boys here, man. We are giving out fantasy advice. Hit us up, hit that like, hit that subscribe, become part of our family, Trey.
Do it.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, we come around and talk about this guy every week. He's still only 48% rostered in sleeper, and that is Logan Thomas. He had four receptions of six targets for 51 yards. He has accumulated 40 yards and a touchdown in every game he has played this year, but one. I know last week he kind of put up a goose egg, but I don't think it's reflective on his career or his usage or performance this year. Get you some Logan Thomas. He's going to be a free start every week at tight end position.
Absolutely, buddy. The Commanders offense just looked terrible, but when they are clicking, Logan Thomas is the guy that Sam Howell looks for. I love Logan Thomas, man. As long as he's healthy, he is definitely in the running to be on my team.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And moving on to the next guy on the list, Donald Parham for the Chargers. Gerald Everett, he's hurt. I don't know. He might play. If he doesn't play, I think Donald Parham is a great ad. This guy's got great hands. I've seen Justin Herbert look for him in the end zone, even when Gerald Everett was playing. But Parham getting all the snaps, man, I think that's a tight end that you could use on your team.
Yeah, man, I don't think Gerald Everett is going to play this week. So I like Donald Parham as an ad a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad. It's the guy we always talk about, baby. Inspector Gadget, old Taysom Hill. He carried the ball five times for 18 yards and a touchdown on the ground. But he also saw action as a pass catcher for the second straight game, catching four of five targets for 50 yards. And with Chris Olave in jail and all the things going on, so many questions around that, Taysom Hill continues to be that gadget player we need at tight end, man. It's crazy, but I like Taysom Hill as a start.
I don't hate it, Trey. I don't hate it at all. The problem with Taysom Hill is like he'll do great one week and then nothing the next. It's just, but I think, like you said, with all those issues going on at the Saints, I think Taysom Hill could be a great add to your team. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is our waiver wire ads for week eight. Man, I still can't believe it's week eight already. But it's that time right now. If you're looking for a defense to stream, it's time for Trey's top three Ds.
Yeah, not great streams this week, but we got some ones for you so that way you can look out there. Now, the Jets were on bye last week, so if they're available in your league, a couple of my leagues they are. That's at the top of my list. They're playing the Giants. Following that, I've got the Titans versus the Falcons. I think the Titans can hold the Falcons down. Their defense is pretty strong. And then I actually have the Texans defense. I'm third on my list. They're playing the Panthers. I know the Panthers have kind of looked a little bit better, but I think this Texans defense can get some numbers up for fantasy.
Absolutely, buddy. Some good streaming advice for your team there. I love it, Trey. Trey's top 3D. I love it. Now it's that time for our trade that dude. We're talking about guys that you could get at a discount or maybe sell high. Let's get to trade that dude, Trey. Trade that dude. Trey, who do you got for us this week on Trade That Dude?
So starting off, I'll give you my buy low this week. This is a guy who's had a rough couple weeks, missed a couple weeks this season, but is a top round one draft pick. And it's Austin Ekeler, baby. Go out and get you some Austin Ekeler. I know it's looked rough, but it's going to take off. He's going to perform, and he's going to be great for your team.
Wow. I mean, do you think somebody would actually let go of him even after a rough week and some injuries? I mean, I guess.
I mean, I have Austin Ekeler, and several times I have wished someone would send me a trade offer, but I want to hold on to him. I think there's people out there that would easily let him go.
Hey, buddy, I'll send you a trade offer later, man. We'll figure this thing out, my friend. My trade that dude, my sell high this week is Gus Edwards. Dude had a good week. Dude went off, but it's that Ravens backfield that just scares me to death. I think you could use the fact that he did good and maybe convince somebody that he is the guy there now. Gus Edwards, unload him if you can.
Yeah, package a deal up. Go ship him out for a running back that's consistent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you got for us, Trey?
So my sell high this week is Deonta Foreman for the Chicago Bears. Obviously, he had an amazing week. The problem is he's not the guy. I mean, everybody's hurt over there. There's going to be a time where he's going to lose that role. Go out, trade him off for somebody that is struggling in winning weeks, and they need a win right now. If you've got a pretty good win-to-loss ratio, go get rid of Deonta Foreman and get you somebody that's going to be consistent through the end of the year.
Absolutely, buddy. That's actually great advice. Roshan, I think, is close, at least, to coming back. Devonta Foreman will slide back. He's been a healthy scratch. Had a great week. I started him in a bunch of formats. Devonta Foreman, that's a good one, buddy. That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
My buy low this week is going to have to be Bijan Robinson. Look, we've seen Bijan's stats kind of dip a little bit, which could scare a lot of fantasy owners. They want that consistency. They want that production now. Last week, he started and then got negative points because he only played a couple snaps. Homeboy had a headache, I guess. That kept him out of the game. I think people, you know, maybe could use some Bijan, Trey. What do you think?
No, people are mad about Bijan. I guarantee you could send a good trade offer in and they would take it. And I think it's going to be worth it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got anything else for us?
No.
I got a little something extra I want to throw in there, buddy. This is a guy you need to go get. You need to go get Tajay Spears. And that is because Derrick Henry is probably getting traded, hopefully to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fingers crossed. I saw a little thing. Maybe it was BS. I don't know. But anyways, Tajay Spears. It looked like he might be the guy over there. They're trying to unload Derrick Henry. They've seen decline in him. Tajay Spears, somebody you need to get, Trey.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of Tajay Spears, but I ain't letting it go. You know what I mean? So I think it'd be hard to get rid of Tajay Spears.
Well, maybe right now when, you know, some people aren't quite as aware, you could get him. I bet he's on the waiver in some leagues.
Oh, for sure. We got a couple comment trades, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We'll get to some trade comments right here. Let's see. Over on Twitch, we love you guys over on Twitch popping in. We get a lot of that lately. We love it. Hit that follow button for us. So if you're watching us over on Twitch, would you trade Russ and Shaheed for Burrow? 20-man PPR. Shaheed bench, Russ is starting.
Yeah, man. You know, it's tough because Russ has looked terrible on the field, but his fantasy numbers have not been that terrible. And Burrow had a terrible start. I do think Burrow is going to rise. And Shahid is so hit or miss. Like you said, he's on your bench anyway. I wouldn't hate that trade. I think I would be okay with taking getting Burrow for Rush and Shahid.
Absolutely, buddy. In a 20-man PPR, absolutely, man. I like that. Let's see. Should I trade CeeDee Lamb and Montgomery for Thielen and Pacheco?
You know, I looked at this and immediately I thought, no way. But then I really looked at it and I was like, it's a no-brainer. I'm doing that all day. I'm taking Thielen and Pacheco all day over CeeDee Lamb and Montgomery.
Bro, I love me some Thielen. I think I agree with that, dude. I feel like the consistency is more on the right side with Thielen and Pacheco, don't you?
Yeah, if you go look in your league and you can find a guy in your league that has Thielen and Pacheco, I promise you they have a great record.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, buddy. Thielen, man, drafted so late but been so great.
No, dude. Adam Thielen is carrying me in every one of my best ball leagues.
Exactly. Exactly, man. I love me some Thielen. I'm Thielen what he's doing this season, my friend. And I kind of seen it coming with being like basically the only guy over there, you know?
Yeah, man.
Tommy says Browns or Chiefs defense for the rest of the season, Trey.
Man, you know, the Browns defense have looked like monsters. But I'm just one of those guys that they haven't proved it just yet to me. I think I would stick with the Chiefs.
Yeah, why not, buddy? I like it. I like it. We got another trade question here. Someone offered me Stevenson and Waddle for Breece Hall. Should I just keep Hall?
Man, that's tough. You know, Stevenson has been up and down. But Waddle, he's done pretty good. I know Tyreek Hill took a lot of the work from Waddle, but Waddle is still a great guy. So you're getting two for one, man. And Breece Hall, you know, I know he's been really consistent, but it really depends on what your team looks like. If you're struggling at wide receiver, you need some help. I think I would take that trade. If my team is solid, I'm just sticking with Hall.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. 100%, buddy. 100%. A lot of Twitch watchers over here, buddy. I'm loving it. Loving it. So, trade that, dude. Let's get to the gag bag, Trey. These are players that we are dropping like they're hot. We are done with them. We just don't want to mess with it anymore. Who do you got in the gag bag this week, Trey?
Yeah, man. So you're not going to agree with my gag bag because you already said on the show that you weren't dropping him yet. But I am done. I'm putting him in the gag bag. And that is Dameon Pierce, baby. I'm over it. It's done with. I think now I've decided the only reason he did good last year is because the Texans didn't have anything else to offer for offense. Now that they do, he's not needed.
Wow, that hurts my soul a little bit, man. Dameon Pierce in the gag bag, I guess. Oh, that hurts. That hurts. My gag bag this week is another running back that, man, this is going to be hard for most of you people to probably do, but Dalvin Cook. We really thought he was going to go over there and do what his name insists he's going to do and cook. But it seems like Breece Hall, when there is a running back doing good, it's usually Breece Hall. So Dalvin Cook, man, I'm just not feeling it. I'm done with it, my friend.
Yeah, man, Dalvin Cook, you know, it was one of those things in the preseason where we weren't sure where he was going. And I was like, I don't think anywhere he could go would be a problem. He's going to be great for fantasy regardless. And then they said the Jets. And I thought, no way. Like, that's the only place I could think of that would actually put him in a position to not be relevant for fantasy. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, this dude has just done nothing almost. There's no reason to be rostered. I mean, I understand for people that are struggling at running back and are still holding out hope for Dalvin Cook, but I just don't see it happening. I get it.
Dalvin Cook, throw him in the gag bag. Yes, sir, man. Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff. A lot of good trade advice. A lot of good things going on over there. But it is time for Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. Yes, sir. We got our Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. Thursday night is creeping around the corner, man. And this week, we've got the Buccaneers at the Bills, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Bills picked to win by 7. I do not think the Bills win by 7. but I do think they win.
I knew that. I knew that's what you were going to do. Hey, man, I'm taking my boys, man. We had a couple bad games. I think they're going to start to figure the offense out, I hope. Fingers crossed. All the receivers have been fantasy relevant. The Buccaneers, I think. The Bills, you never know what Bills team is going to show up, and I think that Buccaneers defense is going to do it for us, man. I'm going to call the Bucs winning, and it's because of the defense and a little bit of offense.
Yeah, man, I feel it.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. Let's get to some Buccaneers starts for this week. Like I said, those receivers have stayed relevant. I'm starting Mike Evans, starting Chris Godwin. I'm even starting Baker Mayfield. He has been elevated. I'm pretty sure he's going to play. I'm going to start Baker Mayfield also. And Rashad White, I think, could be an okay flex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, Rashad White's been a little hit or miss, but when I've started him, it's worked out for me. So, yeah, I just keep him in. That's all I can do.
Exactly, buddy, exactly.
But jumping to some Bills starts, Josh Allen, obviously you're starting this dude. James Cook, cooking it up, taking over his brother, like kicking his brother out the kitchen. Stephon Diggs, you got to start this dude up. Gabriel Davis has been terrible the last couple weeks, but I think you can start him this week.
Hey.
I think this is the matchup that's going to be better for him. The way the Bucs defense stopped the run, you know, temper expectations on James Cook. I still think he gets it done through the air, but I do think the run game is going to sup and they're going to have to throw it. Gabe Davis is going to be out there ready to catch it.
Okay.
Dalton Kincaid, as we talked about earlier, I think is worth a start in this game. Dawson Knox is doubtful, which normally means he's out. So Dalton Kincaid, start that boy up.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Dalton Kincaid, man, I think he's about to start shining over there because Josh Allen looks for Knox a lot. If Knox ain't there, hopefully he's gained a little trust with the rookie tight end. I think Dalton Kincaid does it, my friend.
Yeah, man. When opportunity knocks, Dalton Kincaid answers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. I like it. Let's see here. Zach popping in the comments. What it do? And he also says those Bucks, and I feel like he said that with a frowny face. It's been rough. It's been rough. I'm with you, buddy. Tommy says, when you boys coming to Chicago so we can get wasted?
Yeah, Tommy, just let us know when you book the flights and we're en route.
Yes, sir. We'll head that way, my friend. Yeah, good week, my friend. Good week. What do you think, buddy? I got a little, final thought here. I know that it's week 8 and you feel like your fantasy season is lost, but just remember that you just got to get to the playoffs. Once you get to the playoffs, you can do your thing and, you know, weave your way. Even if you're a wild card team, if you can get that sixth spot, you can still win your championship, man. If you're listening to us, that won't hurt either, my friends. And for more fantasy advice, check out our Patreon account. It's officially launched, patreon.com/fourthandflex, man. Get in there, and we are going to be your guides to your fantasy teams, Trey.
Definitely. And guys, just like Josh was saying, you know, whether you're 2-5, 3-4, or 5-0, you know, all these things, you can make the playoffs and you can miss the playoffs. You know, it's every week. You just got to work harder and harder, work that waiver and stay focused and don't lose motivation, because that's the easiest way to lose fantasy is to give up.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Hey, Bayou Bangle popped in, said, what up, y'all? Hey, hit that like button, y'all.
Listen, what up, Bayou?
What's up, my dude over there, man? I love that guy. You heard your man, Bayou. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to us if you have not done so already. I think we got a jersey giveaway coming up pretty soon, guys. So get in there, subscribe, and we're going to show you how you can win a signed jersey from your boys. And as per usual, Trey,
we got merch.
Yes, sir. We do got some merch. We do be having some merch, man. I'm behind this thing right here. We do got some stuff for you to grab. Look at that hoodie, man. That thing is fresh. Get you a coffee mug. So that way, every morning when you're drinking your coffee, you can get a look at our nice shiny logo. Guys, thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.